All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education regular meeting of Monday, July 25th, 2011. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Fraker.
Here.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Here.
Mr. Lassner.
Here.
Okay, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. There are changes to the agenda. There was a new number 8, which is an executive session for personnel, and then on the back page, the back two pages. Unfortunately, these numbers are incorrect. I just add one to them. 11 is 12, 12 is 13, 15 is 16, and then on the back page, 16 is 17. And really, given the way we move this agenda around this week, that's probably a more than acceptable numbering mistake. So, were there any questions about those changes to the agenda? What's the matter? Why?
I don't know. Stuff we talked about last week.
Which stuff?
The one thing that was going to be an addendum today?
It's on the back page.
Very back page.
It's a number, it's 11. It's we added it as part of 11.
Which is not 12.
Which is, I'm sorry, which is not 12.
Okay.
No, that's all right. It just,
either of number 11.
No, just all make that all part of staff resignations. Is that all right?
So this is going to be added to this.
Yeah, they're just that's just
got it.
C and D. Okay. Everybody all right with that? So I need a motion to accept that, please.
So
second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassner.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Next up, High Point.
I think I reported last time that Ken Davis had resigned, or I actually got a new job over at Tolls.
Tolls, down in Plain City.
And they did accept her, so she starts August 1st.
So her resignation was contingent on them accepting her at that board meeting?
Which I think was the next day. So, and so the board there decided that we were actually going to do our own superintendent search, and because of the timing of everything, we went ahead and hired hiring a interim superintendent so that we can do a...
From where?
I want to say he's from the Marion area. I can't remember his name at the time. But
was it just someone that they knew, or did you go through an ESC?
They put out... There was like a handful of people that... there's 14 board members on that board, so it's pretty easy to kind of get a feel for who might be out there. So they sent letters out, and I think two candidates came back that seemed to be pretty good interim superintendents, and then they selected one. And then they sent out for applications or posted out that they had an availability for superintendent, and we got 7 complete applications in a total of 13, but I guess 6 of them were incomplete. I guess next month I'll find out how that hiring process goes, but they're going to involve the whole board in the interviewing process.
Sure.
Pretty cool.
Did they, was it people from local, or was it statewide, or was it nationwide? Or
I know there was somebody from Powell, so it was probably Central Ohio, I'm guessing. I didn't see anybody out of there that was outside.
I was curious.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share the list, but if I am, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that, you know.
I'll send it your way. But
okay.
Out of curiosity. Also, I don't know, it's kind of old news. It's about to happen at the end of June, but... UCO and have you heard about about that house that our satellite...
I knew they were making it. I didn't...
Yeah, they built it inside the UCO building, and it's a developmental disability type home.
Right.
And they actually moved that out in June and put it on its permanent site. And
wow.
If you haven't seen it, they actually have a nice video on the Columbus Dispatch website. Kim Miller's kind of introducing the whole thing. And,
oh.
That they take it right out of the UCO building, and you follow the truck all the way to its permanent site. And
is it here in Marysville?
Yeah.
It's on 9th Street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they put it on. It's over there.
I'll have to check that out.
It doesn't show the stuff Kim talked about. That was pretty scary. She says there's a guy on the roof lifting power lines up, trying to get it in. And I think they had an issue with something to do with the foundation that they had to fix, but they got it in there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I guess it was a joint effort between three or four different organizations. I mean, High Point did all the building. There was some company in Delaware that did the project management, and UCO obviously allowed them to have it there. And,
very cool.
So, yeah, it was kind of neat.
Very cool.
And then one other thing was Jason Kish, who was, I believe, a Marysville student. I think I reported a couple board meetings ago that he actually won state in the architectural drafting and
right.
Skills test. I think what it is, they show up and then they basically present him with a problem. Something, I think it was something like build a house made out of foam or something crazy like that. But then they have to do research and do a written test and actually do sketches and designs. And he took first in the state.
Wow.
And then he just took seventh in the country, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him. So. Excellent. Yeah. Cool.
That was it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. Legislative report.
Well, the only thing I have to report on is Senate Bill 165, the history curriculum on the founding documents passed the Senate.
Oh.
And I don't know if the companion bill in the House is going to move or whether this will just go over to the House. My guess is probably this will go over.
Is the House one just still sitting in committee?
Yeah, it's just sitting. It hasn't moved at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that won't happen until the fall.
Gotcha.
But it just stayed as it was with just keeping all the founding documents Ohio and the country.
Gotcha.
Didn't include anything else.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Excellent. Next up, public participation. Anybody here like to address the board? This is your time. It's your chance. All right. Last call? Okay. And I'm going to move on. Next up is the minutes from our June 27th and our July 8th meeting. I know you all read them.
I actually did.
I know. And if there were no changes or additions, deletions from those, I move that we accept those.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Beatty.
Yes.
Mr. Lassman.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Freudenberg.
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Next up is the treasurer's report.
June ended. Fiscal year ended. We got into July. We're into fiscal year 12. So I put in front of you a little year-end comparison on where we've been over the last few years. With our revenues and expenditures, and so I'm just going to walk you through those real quick. On the last sheet is the numbers, but you'll kind of picture show it all much better. Fiscal year 09, our revenues, 38% of the revenues in fiscal year 09 were real estate taxes. In fiscal year 10, 40%, and then in fiscal year 11, 40%. So overall, in the last 3 years, our revenues have stayed pretty well the same. State, on the other hand, over the last 3 years has went from 51% up to 54% and back down to 53%. So we're state, which includes not only the basic aid, I also included our unrestricted and our property tax allocations because we do get that money. from the state. So that tax, property tax allocation includes our TPP replacement dollars. So when you look at that, the comparisons, we've really had very little change in our revenues over the last 3 years. Same way if you look at our expenditures over the last 3 years. Our salaries and benefits over the last 3 years have been 86% of our budget. Purchase services have been between 8 and 9%. Supplies have been 2%, and then our others between 4 and 3%. Very little change there. So if you look at that all together, our revenue and our expenditures have stayed the same since fiscal year 9, which is the 08-09 school year. In fact, there's been little change. So revenue, the difference in change for regular revenue that does not include any of our advances or anything going back. From fiscal year 9 to 10, there is 1.41% increase. There was absolutely none last year in that area. And then if we include our debt payments in and then also our advances, from 09 to 10, there was a 0.79% increase. And then last year, there was a 0.11% decrease in our revenue overall. Expenditures, if you look at all the expenditures, other than debt and other financing, which are advances in transfers, our expenditures went up by 0.6% in fiscal year 9 to 10, and then 0.05% from fiscal year 10 to 11. And then in total expenditures, there was an increase of 0.89% and then a minus 0.14%. As we look at this, it looks as though our expenditures and our revenue are staying the same, which they are. Less than 1% increase over 2 years in our revenue, and less than 1%, even less, in our expenditures. We have been doing what we've had to do with our expenditures and our revenue, keeping them as much as we possibly can under control. We've done a good job. We've tried to maintain, and we've tried to make sure that everything is within that amount that we have to spend. So every time that we look at an expenditure that's new, we always ask why. And so the administration has done a heck of a job with not receiving any more revenue than what we've received. And as our revenue goes down over the next few years, we will keep doing the same thing.
So how does that compare to what our forecast was at the beginning of the year? Was our forecast predicting more expenditures, or was it predicting the...
I think we had more in as a part of our carryover, using some more of our carryover, which we did not use then.
And just looking at 2012, and it shows us our expenditures going up 1.4 million, is that part of that to do with those pays that we have?
Yeah.
And so with the... How does that affect this year, the moving of pace? Does that decrease our expenditures, or that?
That helped keep our expenditures down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those dollars really do belong in 11, right? So
they belong in 12.
So then in 12, then the 1.4 million increases?
Could be more. But because we've cut costs on staffing, it'll be about the same probably. We cut our costs and staffing overall in 12, or we should.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the forecast. I think that had the step freezes in there, so I was just
the last one, right?
Yeah.
But you asked the beginning of the year, though, right?
Well,
the beginning of the year
initially, yeah.
Well, I would say the beginning of the year, though, we didn't have the retirement buyout planned yet.
I would have expected it to be lower than the beginning of the year forecast.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. That's what I was.
Yeah,
our expenditures should be.
I was trying to figure out, is this $1.4 million increase in expenditures is to do with those us having to do those pays in the FY12?
From
those
this,
extra pays?
From this this year to next year, probably.
Okay.
And that's not anything new. That'll be just it's as we go and look at it. That one, I think we got. The forecast I'm starting to work on to see if it's even more so than what it was. But this is just, I'm not even looking at the forecast. I'm looking at what actually happened.
I was just asking.
So these are all actuals.
Those are actuals.
on the forecast note is about what time frame do we get that rolled over so we'll have FY16 in the
Within the next month or so.
Yeah, we approve it in October, right?
Yes.
To go to the state.
Yes.
Right. Oh, I understand. I didn't know when the rollover or when the F-11 becomes actuals in, on the forecast.
Yeah.
Do you know offhand, Cindy, how much true cash we had? How many days?
I think enough. Yeah, we had 33 days for sure. A month.
And I saw in your notes you mentioned something about considering some sort of policy along the lines for the true date.
We probably should with everything that's happening. And if we do, it'll put the board more in line with a lot of the districts that do have a policy on having true cash in hand.
Typically, what is that number? Is that 30, 60?
It should be about 2 months.
Yeah, I think it was. I think we kicked it around the last time. I think we talked about 60.
60 days. It should be at least 2 months.
Minimum is 60.
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, like, if we were to do something like that, and right now the contract we just signed only projects, what, 2-3 days worth of cash at the end of FY13?
You can't go back. You have to go from that point forward.
Well, I understand. I'm just trying to understand how you would reconcile that.
You would just keep looking at it, and then you'd have to make sure that everybody's on board. And if we don't have it, then either you're going to be cutting or raising taxes.
Raising
taxes.
Okay. I just so that that's the implication of that kind of a policy,
yes.
Given the situation we're in now.
Yes.
Okay. You also mentioned the BAD seminar.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Budget and analysis and discussion. Bad seminar.
Really?
State, yeah. It's the state budget. Yeah, it started back in probably about maybe 4 or 5 bienniums when they named that. It was budget analysis and discussion.
Okay, and
when is it?
September or October the or no, August the 17th. Ah, what month? August.
That's during the day.
Yes, it is.
We're able to go to that.
Yeah, it's put on by OASBO, OSBA, and BASA.
Oh, cool.
Is it at the?
It's at the Hyatt downtown. Hyatt Regency, I believe, is what I thought I saw.
Is that an all-day thing?
Yeah.
Do you have any info on it besides?
It was in your briefcase, if you got your briefcase yet. Yeah, I just got mine in the email today, so you should be receiving that from OSBA. All right. If you want to go, just let me know.
Okay. I would like to know. I'll send you an email.
We have some delegates for the OSBA Capital Conference.
Yes.
I cannot get work off those days. Somebody already has it scheduled out on their floor. I checked today.
Well, you can still be the delegate. I mean, I can make it down and maybe for some of it, but
I can, but I know I can't.
I mean, I don't.
Unless something changes. As it
we
stands
just put
right
it down
now.
The delegate, and then I'll go. Unless someone else wants to do the alternate or whatever.
Yeah, I'm an alternate at High Point. Does that mean can I be both?
You can't be both. I don't think you can be at two different.
No, I don't think you can
either.
I can be the alternate. I definitely can't be the delegate. But I can kind of sit in if you're not going to be there.
Okay.
All right, so we'll put Tracy down as our delegate. And I will be, unless John or Roy wants to be the alternate.
No.
Okay. Figured I would just ask. We'll work it out. We'll figure out what we can do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, so that's it. Is there any other questions on the treasurer's report?
No.
Nope. All right. All right. Then I move we accept the items submitted by the treasurers as a whole, A through C.
Second.
Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Spreer?
Yes.
Breaker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is the Records Committee report, the RC3. You want to talk about those? Or
those
items?
Are just things that need to be disposed of.
Okay. Any more questions? I need a motion to accept those, please.
I move we accept record meeting report RC3.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes. Okay, motion carries. All right. The board is moving into executive session at 7. Huh? Yeah, well, I'm saying. Making a motion to move into executive session at 7:20.
Second.
Moved in second. Okay.
Who seconded it?
Tracy.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, we are in executive session. We will be.